Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. On Breeze, just growing up before our very eyes.
It's tough.
Having money conversations with your girlfriend and with the potential of maybe getting a house together. Now, you say you're not quite ready to jump in head first with both of you being on the mortgage if you end up going this route. So more than likely, the scenario that's going to play out is that one of you, most likely her, will put their name on the mortgage and then the other one will be the renter, essentially, for lack of a better term, right?
I don't love that term.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of
love that term.
It's kind of what it is, right? And you had some questions about how this should be divvied up exactly.
I have talked to so many people just to get their opinion and their thoughts on it. People that I trust and know well, and I have had a 50-50 split down the middle answer to this question. The answer of if Rach buys a house and I move in with Rach, do we split the mortgage equally, even though it's technically not my house?
Mm-hmm.
And God forbid something were to happen, and I'm essentially just paying Rach's mortgage, half of her mortgage, or do I not touch the mortgage and pick up the slack with other things, utilities, groceries, what have you?
Mm-hmm.
And the response that I've gotten from these people that I've asked, I asked two people yesterday sitting next to each other, and one person was like, no, you don't pay the mortgage. And then the other person was like, of course you pay half. So I wanted to put it out here today on the show and see what everyone thinks about it.
Yeah, I think we got some options here.
And I'm not opposed to either.
Yeah.
Obviously, I would pay whatever I have to pay to help Rach out.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
I think in an ideal scenario, the best course of action is to split everything 50-50. I think that's the best course of action. But I can also see an alternative here depending on how much the mortgage is. I could see an alternative here where maybe if it's a little too much and you couldn't swing half, that they would pick up more if they make more.
Okay.
Then it would make sense. Again, I think ideally it would be great to split it down the middle. But I don't think that just because their name is on the mortgage means that they're throwing in more. I think that's less of a factor, honestly, than how much somebody makes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah. A lot of people have been telling me that renting is essentially throwing my money away.
It
which
is.
Which they're not wrong.
Mm-hmm. Light it on fire. You're never going to see it again.
They're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the idea of buying a house is so permanent and so scary almost. When in reality, it's really not. Like, if you break it down logistically, there's so many new home buyers programs and grants that you can get.
Yeah,
it
would be a pain in the ass. That's basically what it would come down
100%,
to.
100%, especially with the market now.
Yeah,
it's not a buyer's
trapped,
market.
But you're not trapped
at all.
You're not definitely stuck in anything for sure.
A mm-hmm.
Bunch of people checking in. You can reach out to 585-222-9800. This texter, I moved into my boyfriend's house, which he owns, but I pay half of the mortgage payments, even though we're not married. It's only fair. Seen a lot of people are doing the half here. This texter, they're not bitter at all. Breezy, letting her girlfriend buy a house and not paying anything is a lot like my marriage. Pay the mortgage and all of the utilities, then get beat at when complaining of no money for fun stuff, and then I need to find a new job.
Oh.
Okay. Really?
Really don't think that's anything like what we're talking about at all, actually. But, okay.
Needed a chance to vent. I hope you feel better. This text from my husband owned his house prior to my moving into it. We tally up the total expenses of the house and divide them in two. I pay him half on the first and half on the 15th. When repairs are needed, we split it. When we buy something new for the house, we split it in half. Obviously, though, there's an advantage to the person who has their name on the actual mortgage. I think
that's something that we're oversighting here.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. Because obviously you are paying into it, right?
Right.
You're paying into this home. You're building equity.
Right.
So maybe a little deal should be made beforehand if things go south.
God forbid.
That you are reimbursed in some way or another. Or, I mean, you could simply do it where if they end up selling it, you would get a percentage. Yeah, exactly. Which these conversations are not fun to have.
It's very uncomfortable.
It sucks, yeah.
It's not setting yourself up for failure, but it's exploring options that you don't ever really want to think about.
Exactly, yeah. But would you rather do that and face the uncomfortability of it, or would you rather have it pan out not in your favor?
I'll blow up in your face.
Yeah, not ideal at all. Let's grab this. 222-9800. Lindsay is on with us now. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Hi, good morning, guys.
All right.
How are you?
Did you want to jump in on this mortgage payment conversation that we're talking about right now?
Yes. Okay. So I was in the same situation that Breezy was in probably 4 years ago.
Okay.
At the time, boyfriend and I, same thing. One of my friends who's a realtor said, you know, you're throwing your money away.
Sure.
You should buy a house. And I was scared. I said, oh my gosh, I can't afford a house. And
sure.
You'd be surprised what you can afford. And
actually,
the
mortgage payment's going to be a lot less than most likely what you're paying for rent. Now,
yeah, isn't that crazy?
My mortgage is right around $1,000, and I was paying probably right around that for a little park half apartment.
Got
you know?
It. Right. Check.
And at the time, we had only been together maybe a year. And I said, I don't want to be, you know, tied together. God forbid anything happened.
Right.
Sure.
But we ended up getting married. We have a child now.
So it worked out well. Okay.
But I said that. So we had the conversation about that, and it was never, ever thought, oh, well, you'll pay the mortgage. You bought the house. We split it. We split the bill.
50-50.
Okay. Equally. Yep. So I pay RG&E. He paid DirecTV, which was, you know, about the same. I pay the water bill. He pays the garbage bill about the same. You know,
he
pays internet. I pay ADT security. So for us, it was equal right from the beginning.
Now mm-hmm. Lindsay, without, of course, specifics here, but do you guys both make around the same amount of money?
Because no, he actually makes more than me.
Really? Okay.
He probably makes 1.5 times what I make.
Wow, okay.
Oh.
And you were still like, nope. Even gonna pay even right down the middle. Is that is that like a power thing? You don't want to have that dynamic where one person is contributing more even though they make significantly more?
So I think so in the beginning for sure. Now that we have a child, and Corey, I'm sure you know this.
Yeah,
childcare is expensive.
It's insane. Yeah.
So he pays the daycare, and now I pay the full mortgage, and that is probably like equal parts because daycare is even more than what our mortgage is.
Isn't that crazy?
That is disgusting. That makes you want to throw up.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, so don't have a baby too, crazy.
I'm good.
Got it. All right, Lindsay.
So, you know,
thank you for that, because Lindsay, that's what I was leaning towards, obviously, just to make it equal and fair, but I know people that won't touch the mortgage because, God forbid, like, I think I have faith in Rach and I's relationship that we're more than likely going to end up together. But who knows? I mean, things change on a dime. You know what I mean? You really can't.
The same way.
You have to proceed with caution and you have to be realistic.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But I know people that they moved in with their SO and they just take care of maybe the utilities or the groceries and do it that way. So I didn't know how other people divvied up. I've heard both sides, but I'm glad we got to hear your side, Liz.
Yeah, thank you for checking in this morning. You have a great rest of your
day. You too, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it seems like a general consensus. Definitely want to be at least blitting it somehow.
Yeah.
Are you
obviously, I'm not going to live there scot-free, just free-balling it, which would be great if Rach would be my sugar daddy.
I was going to say, how badly were you like, I just wish like a bunch of people would call
wish
and
say, it went the other way.
Yeah, yeah. Just a little bit, little part of you?
Just a tad, yeah. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Right. I appreciate your honesty.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.